This is Omar Mosni with UN News. When people talk about recycling, plastic bottles often come to mind. But what about that favorite old pair of jeans that have grown just a bit too tight? According to Lori DeVito, recycling denim is a creative way to reach the Sustainable Development Goals, as she pointed out on the margins of the UN High-Level Political Forum at UN headquarters in New York this week. Managing a side exhibit booth for the Alliance for Responsible Denim, Ms. DeVito explained to Liz Scafidi how recycled denim plays a role in sustainable development by helping to keep materials out of landfills, save water, and put a few extra dollars in the pocket.
The project is called the Alliance for Responsible Denim.
That sounds intriguing. What is responsible denim?
Responsible denim is about making smart choices for producing denim, but also in purchasing denim as well as a consumer. So to make denim more sustainable.
What is your role in that?
To basically bring all the parties together and facilitate and manage all of the stakeholders to move towards action, to decide what they want to do together as a collective, and move towards making improvements in saving water and reducing chemical use in denim production.
That sounds like a pretty big endeavor. I saw that you have a booth and you have beautiful denim bags. What is that about?
That's something that illustrates what we do. We have a number of our different members' products at our stand, and the bags themselves are made from recycled denim from a mill that we work with, and it's 20% recycled denim. And it shows how you can take your old jeans that you don't wear anymore and make it into a new product. This is a bag, but most of our brands that we work with and companies that we work with will, of course, make jeans.
Some of the jeans that we buy, are they partly recycled?
They can be. It depends on where and who you're buying them from. There's a number of brands that are members of ours that have in their collection jeans that include what we call post-consumer recycled denim, usually up to about 20% of the content is recycled denim.
Do we know that when we buy them? Are they marked somewhere?
Yes, they are actually. In the tag that includes the materials, it'll say the percentage of recycled cotton.
How does this help?
It helps the environment tremendously. It reduces our waste. We discard our old jeans, and instead of it going into landfill, it goes back into the production cycle. The other way that it really helps reduce the impact of producing jeans is in water. It takes a lot of water to produce a pair of jeans. So estimate is between 7,000 and 10,000 liters.
Why is that?
That's mostly because of the cotton. So 2/3 of that water consumption is in cotton growing. And if you're using old jeans to create something new, new fabric, new denim fabric, then you're reducing the need to grow cotton again. So you're reducing quite a bit of water use.
They say that it's better to use natural organic materials, and that's what cotton is. Yet, even that crop takes a lot of water.
Organic cotton is a less thirsty crop, so that's already very good. But if you're reusing the jeans that we don't need anymore, that's even better.
So what other products do they make? Jeans, bags, anything else?
I've seen rugs. Some of the old denim would be made into rugs.
And they look like denim rugs?
Yes, denim rugs. Yeah.
So all of the denim that's being recycled is recycled into another form of a denim product?
It can be. That's the upcycling that we really want to try to achieve. There is also in Amsterdam, it's where we're based, they've used recycled denim to insulate a building. So they've taken old denim and then made it insulation material.
Would you like to tell us about how you stumbled upon this project?
The project started from my own interest. I'm a professor at the Amsterdam University of Applied Sciences, and I study inter-firm relations, especially how firms work together for technology. A natural extension of this was to look at how competitors collaborate together, and I found the sustainability area quite interesting and relevant and urgent. And then I started looking at denim, because denim is a hub in Amsterdam. Lots of denim firms are based in Amsterdam. And there was a need for it. And I gathered many of the stakeholders together and received some government funding.
When you say the stakeholders, you mean people that manufacture denim?
Yes. Yeah, so there's denim brands. Those are the ones that design denim and market it, such as Levi's. There are also denim mills that produce the fabrics, garment factories who cut, assemble, and sew and finish the jeans, and other stakeholders. There's some NGOs, of course, that are involved.
Non-governmental organizations.
That's right. Anyhow, so I got some funding from the Dutch government to do this, and we started it.
So the Dutch government gave you money to begin this project and make sort of an alliance with these competitors. And now they work together to produce recycled products made from denim.
That's right. They work together in the sense that they share their knowledge. They learn from each other. They get inspired by each other as well. And as a collective, say, of denim brands, they bundle their power to make the supply chain change. So they really wanted to increase the demand for this kind of post-consumer recycled denim so that also the volume would increase and the scale so that prices would also decrease.